thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
I'm Catherine Cuellar reporting from the Ed Oakley campaign. Latresa Rogers, Oakley's scheduling secretary, has seen a steady flow of community members calling likely voters.
My name is Leslie, and I'm with the Ed Oakley campaign office.
Thank you very much for your support.
As well as working on last-minute mailings, driving voters to the polls, and distributing yard signs.
One thing that has been most helpful to the campaign is that we've been heavily saturated with volunteers. We've had so many people pouring in, Brookhaven students, Texas A&M, and just everyone in general neighborhood. So it's been very, very good for us, you know, with having the help that we needed because it's been very busy.
Campaign spokesman Craig Murphy is pleased with early voting.
In fact, early voting is 125% of what it was in the last round. Leppard's got kind of a conservative bent to his voters. We're looking at more the moderate and liberal voters. And so far, that's who's turning out, moderates and liberals and minorities. And that's good news for us.
Murphy says that in addition to votes, Oakley needs dollars.
The biggest expense is Dallas Television. It's one of the most expensive markets in the country. We have to spend $250,000 a week to stay on television, and that's a challenge. Our opponent has outspent us 2-1. He spent more per vote than anybody in Dallas history in a mayor's race, and it's been very difficult for us to keep pace with that.
While he's perceived as being most popular in the southern sector where he lives, Oakley also carried three districts north of I-30. He cites his role as coordinator of two successful bond programs funding recreation, transportation, and flood protection along the Trinity River. But his campaign schedule was so packed this week he missed the groundbreaking for the Trinity River Audubon Center.
I started out with breakfast. Lucy Billingsley and Gene Phillips Johnson put together for me this morning a group of about 50 people. Basically, I'm on the phone with my contributors trying to raise the last bit of money to do the last mail pieces, and I'm the best fundraiser there is. I just spend the time on the phone, and I raise money. West Dallas Chamber had their luncheon, their fifth anniversary luncheon, and went out there, went back two TV interviews today. I have a fundraiser tonight and an Asian event tonight, so I'm staying busy.
For the first time since the creation of single-member districts, half of the city's 14 council members will be new. In the home stretch, Oakley is emphasizing he will offer experienced leadership in a time of transition.
The fact that I've represented 1/7 of the city, representing two council districts, also weighs in my favor.
Asked if he has any regrets about the way his campaign's been run, Oakley remained positive and professional.
I think we've done everything we should be doing. I would have probably raised money a little quicker, a little sooner, and been on the phone a little more often, because at the end of the day, the runoff is very expensive, and it's hard to raise money in a very short window. So literally, my opponent's outspent me 2-1. I have to stay neck and neck with him.
Oakley says his leadership experience and strong base of support in past year's elections are the key to his success. For KERA 90.1, I'm Catherine Cuellar.